Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just saying to Sue and Claire, this is my difficulty when I'm sat here just before the services started.
Luke.
Sorry, who did I say?
Sue.
Sorry, that's your mum. Sorry.
Thanks, Stephen.
This is Louise and Claire, and this is Stephen. Sorry, I'm a bit all over the place today. And my wife, Leslie, is now at home, cringing, but she's on her own, so there's no one to be embarrassed in front of. So, hi, Leslie. And all those who are watching online, thank you for David and Ron for making that happen. The cameras are only up here, so don't worry, you're fine. It's only idiots like us who make mistakes that are going to be seen on the streaming. It is so good to see you. What I was just about to say with Claire and Louise behind me was that I find it very difficult when I'm just before the service and people come in. Oh, I need. So let's just take a moment just to have a look and see who's here. Just have a look at each other. Ollie, could you just wave? Because we've missed you, Ollie. And there's Philip at the back, and there's Eugenie and Karen at the top there, and Ron and Hayley, and others, and there's, well, people who've never been here before thinking this is a weird place, let me out. You're on the end of the row. That's a good place to go. You can get out. Let's pray before we go any further. Loving God, Heavenly Father, risen Jesus, comforting Holy Spirit, come here, we pray. Help us know that you are here. Help us know your love and respond to your love. Speak truth to us. Create faith in us. Bring joy and peace to us and out through us. May today be a day of victory in every situation in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Since we celebrated Palm Sunday last week, a lot's happened. We've walked through Holy Week. We've remembered Jesus' Last Supper on Thursday. We thought about his betrayal, his arrest, his trial, and his suffering, ending with his crucifixion. This video we've got coming up now just reminds us of what happened 2,000 years ago. today we hear the angel's words. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. Feel free to sit or stand as we worship. See, what a morning.
His body to decay.
To one another, he is alive, but we say to you, you are alive, you are risen, ascended, glorified. At your feet we fall, mighty risen Lord, as we come before your throne to worship you. By your Spirit's power, you now draw our hearts, and we hear your voice in triumph ringing clear. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore.
Before mighty risen Lord, shining sun in its noonday strength. We now see the glory of your wondrous face. Once that face was marred, but now you're glorified. My captain,
be seated. If the roof isn't slightly damaged by that, I don't know. Who are you looking for? Last week, as we thought about Palm Sunday, we thought about a whole group of different people, different groups of people. And the last group of people we thought about were the Greeks. And that's not just people from Greece, that's people who were not Jews. They wanted to see Jesus. We want to see Jesus. Today, we're going to hear about some other people who wanted, excuse me, to see Jesus. We've already heard about them, some of them, in the songs that we've just sung. It's early on Sunday morning. It's the Sunday after the Friday when Jesus was crucified, when he died on the cross. A group of women have got up early in the morning to go to a garden. But this isn't an ordinary garden. This is a garden where there is a tomb, a cave, a place where people or a person is buried. Who are this group of women? Who are they? Well, the Bible tells us. John and his gospel tells us that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. Matthew tells us that the other Mary was there as well. Mark tells us that the other Mary is the mother of James, and that Salome was also there. Luke tells us that Joanna was also in the group, and there were some other women there too. They were all looking for Jesus, for his dead body. They had been there at the cross on Friday. They had seen him die. They'd seen his body taken down from the cross by Joseph of Arimathea. And then they followed him into the garden. They saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes. But they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Yesterday, Saturday, was the Sabbath. You're not allowed to work on the Sabbath under the Jewish law. So they had to leave their work until today, first day of the week. They wanted to come and find Jesus' body to anoint his body with the spices that they prepared, to give him a proper burial. They had seen what Joseph and Nicodemus, who'd helped him, they'd seen them what they'd done. Now it's their turn. What do they find? The very large stone that had blocked and covered the entrance to the tomb had been rolled away. Children, would you like to have a look inside? Eva, if you'd like to have a look inside. Have a good look. Come around this way, Eva. You can go in if you want to. What can you see inside? Come on, Jesse, go have a look right in. I know you like making dents, but perhaps this is a den at home. Sue, can I have the mic? Wait a minute, just need to help. Girls, can you tell us what's inside?
Do you know what it is?
A cloth? What can you see? Jesse, when you went inside, was there anything in there? What?
A tomb.
It's a tomb, but there's nothing in it, is there? Apart from a cloth. Go back and sit down. Thank you. The very large stone that had blocked and covered the entrance had already been rolled away by the time the women got there. They'd been thinking, how are we going to move it? It had already been moved. When they went inside, they didn't find the body of Jesus. That's what they come to find. He's been moved. They didn't find Jesus' body. But just a few moments after that, they met an angel. They were very afraid. They'd never seen an angel before. And then the angel spoke to them.
Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.
Luke tells us that the women met two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning. And the women were so frightened that they bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them,
why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.
Then they remembered his words. The angels told the women something else. Go and tell.
Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him.
So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. But on their way, suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. Now I find that amazing. For a certain generation, that reminds me of Bread. So you'll know what I mean, the sitcom on the... Greetings! Well, that's what he said. Greetings. Good morning. Good morning. Just ordinary. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. So they did what the angel and what Jesus had told them to do. They told the disciples, the 11 men, and the others. But those men, did they listen to the women? Do men ever listen to? Yes, they do. My wife's listening to this. They did not believe the women because their words seemed like nonsense. It wasn't that they were women. It's what they had to say was ridiculous. Check it out. Two of the disciples didn't believe the women, but they knew them well enough to think they ought to check out what they were saying. So Peter and John ran to the tomb. What were they looking for? What did they find? They were looking for the body of Jesus. But it wasn't there. It's not there. At a previous church, we had a beautiful flower display with a tomb on it, done for Easter, just this big. And a little boy came up when we invited the children to come and have a look. I said, look inside. I said, what's in there? Just dirt, he said. And that's what those two men, they found just dirt. Peter went straight into the tomb, bent over in the dark, and saw the strips of linen that had been wrapped around Jesus' body and the burial cloth that had been around his head, lying by themselves. He went away wondering to himself what had happened. He couldn't explain it. Finally, the other disciple, John, who was a faster runner than Peter, and he got there first, but Peter being Peter, went in first. John, who stood here watching while Peter goes in, sees him going away, confused, wondering what's gone on. He went inside, he saw, and he believed. He believed Jesus had risen from the dead. One of the most beautiful stories in the Bible is one of the most emotionally full stories, just a short little story, is what we're going to hear in a moment. John tells the story of a personal encounter. You can see it on the picture here. Mary Magdalene, one of those women, was still looking for Jesus' body. She couldn't take on board what the angels had told her and the other women. She gets a surprise.
Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I've seen the Lord, and she told them all the things he had said to her.
So, who or what are you looking for today? Who are you looking for today? Are you like the women who are wanting to honor Jesus by doing the right thing? To give him a good burial, respecting him as a good man, a teacher, but not realizing he's alive. There are many people who are religious, doing the right thing by Jesus in their own minds, but they don't know him. We're not called to be religious, but to know Jesus. I wonder if you're like Peter and John, who need to check out the story you've been told. That's a good place to be. There are people coming each week here to either service or other occasions who do not yet believe but want to check out what they've heard. That's what we're here for. There are books on the table. There are us to talk with afterwards. If you want to find out more, don't settle until you've found out more. You trust the people who've told you about Jesus, just like Peter and John trusted the women. But you need to find out for yourself whether this is true. And I wonder how you will leave today. Will you be like Peter, wondering, what on earth does this mean? Or will you leave like John, believing it's true? Jesus died and rose again. Some of us may be more like Mary Magdalene. You have heard the news that Jesus is alive. But your sense of loss of whatever's gone on in your life is so great. The hurt you've suffered is so deep that you cannot see Jesus through your tears. Mary couldn't see, recognize Jesus. I think it's because she'd been crying. She just couldn't recognize him. She couldn't see him. In the midst of her grief, she couldn't see him. And that can be us. You need to encounter Jesus. He is here. You need to hear him call your name. When Jesus said, woman, she didn't recognize his voice. When Jesus said, Mary, she heard his voice. Jesus says, Leslie, Rowena, Debbie, Suzanne. He calls our name. Ian, Charlie, Louise and Mark. Isn't it a precious thing that Jesus knows our name? Greetings, Ben. That's what Jesus does. Or maybe you are like the other women. You are afraid, yet filled with joy. You believe what you've been told about Jesus, but you're worried about what that is going to mean for you. The good news is that if you, like them, go and tell others that Jesus is alive, you will meet him. We can be very frightened and afraid by following Jesus. There's a cost to following Jesus. What's the family going to think? What's people at work going to think? What's people at school going to think if I say I believe in Jesus? It could be tricky. And the answer is, yes, it will. Jesus says, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus wants us to go and tell others that he is alive. And the truth is that when we go and do that, we meet him. As those women went out in obedience to the angel's command and Jesus' command, they suddenly met Jesus. And it's the same for us. When I've gone knocking on doors, wanting to tell people about Jesus, it's the most difficult thing to do. But every now and then, God has called me to do it. And every time I have met Jesus on the doorstep. Do it going out Good Friday on the Palace Avenue. Far easier to stay in bed. Far easier not to take a risk with the weather. Electrics, microphones, people. Much easier not to bother. But when you go out and you tell others about Jesus, he turns up. He turns up. Hallelujah. So will you believe in Jesus? And will you tell others that he's alive? If you do, you could expect the same variety of reactions that those women got. Some people will laugh at you. Most people will not believe you. They believe the lie that the Jewish leaders sowed and the Roman soldiers colluded with, that it was the disciples who moved the body. There was no angel moving the stone out. There was no resurrection power raising Jesus to new life. It was the disciples who came while the Roman soldiers were sleeping and moved the body. As we were reading this morning in our word for today, it's complete rubbish. How could they say, while we were sleeping, the disciples came and stole the body? Because they were asleep. I had never thought about that before. They were allowed to spread the lie that while we were sleeping, the disciples stole the body. How would they know? It's rubbish. But many people would rather believe the lie than believe the truth that Jesus is alive and they owe him their whole lives. They need to repent and believe. So, some people will laugh, many will not believe. But there will be some people who trust you enough to check out what you're saying. Members of your family. People in the same road. What about two of our neighbors came to the service on Friday? I had no idea they were there. They trusted us enough to come. And they met Jesus. Some will want to know for themselves. And they'll check it out. But some will believe. It was a good number of years ago that Sheila spoke here on a Sunday morning and spoke the word. And Charlie won't mind me saying, she believed. That was the moment. She'd been checking out things before because a good friend of hers, who she trusted, told her it would be a good idea. And so she did. But then the word was spoken and she believed. So our part is to go and tell others, regardless of the response. But we can only do this with the power of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own. If you go out door knocking or you go hitting people over the head with the Bible in your own power and strength, you will really annoy them and you'll deserve all you get. But if you go where God sends you with power and grace, sensitivity and love and compassion, sent and equipped by the Holy Spirit, you will bear fruit. This is what Jesus said to his disciples when he appeared to them. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, this is what was written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what the Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Let's pray. Lord, I pray you will help everyone here who does not know you as their Saviour and Lord, who does not know their sins are forgiven and that they have become your child, that they do not know they have eternal life already started and they have a home in heaven. Lord, I pray they will turn to you. They will pray. They will read your word, the Bible. They will talk to someone. They will check out, is this true? Can this be true? And they will put their faith in you, Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may be witnesses in all the nations, whether that's in person, face to face, or through the internet. We can reach everywhere and anywhere if we are filled with your Spirit, led by the Lord, to give glory to the Father. We know there's all sorts of stuff going on in our lives and in the lives of people around us. But Jesus, we declare that you are Lord. You are the victor. You're the one to turn to. Help us do it. And help us encourage others to do it. Amen. And that takes us into our worship response. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. What we'll do, that's coming. I just remembered, offering. It's not on my list. It's not on my list. I don't want to interrupt the flow, but we need to do this because we give that others might know God's word. If you've come prepared to give, then the offering will be taken up now. If you haven't, that's fine, because we want you, not your money. But if there is an opportunity to give now, and then we'll come into our outgoing act of worship, putting our trust in the Lord. But if you'd like to give, that'd be great. Lord, you love a cheerful giver, and it does me good to see so many smiles on so many faces this morning. Lord, we cheerfully give to you our whole selves. We give you our whole lives. And these financial gifts that are in this bag and the ones we've given through the bank, they are just part of who we are, part of what you've given us. That others might know the good news. Multiply these gifts, we pray. Bless them that many will put their faith in you. Amen. Let's stand and sing. We have an open time of worship now to finish. Feel free to pray and speak out as we worship. the glory, risen conquering sun. Endless is the victory, there, O death, has won. That's the message. And just as loud as we sing it in here, so we need to be as loud out there. And I'm told that this song brings happy memories back for a certain member of the worship team. It brings lots of happy memories back to me. We had this one on Preaching with a Squint coming here. And please feel free to get excited and exuberant. We'll start slowly and who knows where we're going to end up. If you haven't got an instrument yet, this is the time, because this is the last song. One shall turn another and he shall tell. Children shall come following on from house to house in families. Shall all be gathered in, and lights will shine in every street so warm and welcoming. come on in and taste the new wine. If from this morning's service you know that you need to respond to God and it would be helpful to have somebody with you to do that, to pray with you, then do come to the front through chairs here afterwards. There'll be people here. But also, if you just need to find a quiet corner in the sanctuary, others will go through to refreshments. If you need to find a quiet corner here just to pray on your own, do please do that. So now, Lord, we pray, Jesus, risen Jesus, send us out in the power of your Holy Spirit to live and work to the Father's glory. Amen.
Amen.
I was tempted, that's a little bit.